Julia George,
BBC Radio Kent.
Let's be honest, most of us wouldn't lend money to a complete stranger, would we? But if someone came up with a really great business idea that you believed in, or if that stranger ran an established company that wanted to expand, maybe you would stump up some cash, particularly in an economic climate where you're not earning much interest in your little pot of cash in the bank. It could be a great investment. You can set your own interest rates, and when it comes to getting your investment back, you would probably make more than in a savings account. Does it always work? How reliable is it? What are the risks? You need to know all of this, don't you? Let's speak to a man who came up with peer-to-peer lending, a scheme where businesses pitch their ideas about how much they need, and investors can offer loans from £50, from as little as £50, up to £100,000. James Meeking joins us now. James, is it a kind of Dragon's Den type scenario?
Hi, Julia.
Hello, James.
You can look at it slightly like that. So we just cut out the bank. We allow people to lend their money, as you said, directly to businesses. In return for that, they get a great return on their money. So we're looking at about a 6% net return. At the same time, businesses get access to kind of faster finance than they could otherwise. So the individual people are earning a better return, and also the businesses are accessing funds, which allows you to think you're helping your local business community grow. In Kent itself, we've lent £18 million. So I think for the people out there, it's a great way of getting a better return on your money, as you say, but you're also doing something more than just putting the money into the bank.
OK, let's talk about the risks in a moment, but let's find out why there's a market for this. Is there still a problem with the banks lending to businesses? Is that why they need to source money from elsewhere?
I think that clearly there is. The funding for lending stats were out this morning for quarter four 2012, which show a 2.4 billion drop on the previous quarter. So there's definitely still an issue out there. I think the problem with that government scheme and how bank financing works is it's really all focused on price for the businesses. The average small business loan is £75,000 over 3 years. So reducing the price by one percentage point means a saving of £34 a month to each business. If you think these businesses are turning over multi-millions, that saving doesn't really push greater lending. In our eyes, it's all about innovation to make it more convenient for a business to borrow. So if you think about your lives, now people are going to the supermarket more frequently. So there's smaller supermarkets. When you watch TV, you're doing it through an iPlayer. Now, business banking is completely at odds at that. It's not about convenience. You have to go and visit your bank manager multiple times to do that. What we see is over 50% of the businesses that register on Funding Circle do it at an hour that the bank would be closed. So I think it's all about innovating. It's all about changing how business finance works to give those businesses a better deal. And that's something we're doing. And I think the banks are failing to do that. And that's why it's still a problem.
Do you scrutinise the businesses that come into the Funding Circle, or can they just post themselves off the website, ask for money, and the rest is up to individuals to make their own informed choice about whether they lend them or not? How does it actually operate?
So we do. So there's no start-up businesses on Funding Circle. They have to have at least 2 years of filed accounts. The businesses come to us. We source information in the same way a bank would do. We have an experienced credit assessment team, which will review them in the same way a bank will do. Once they pass that assessment process, we will then list them onto the marketplace, and people can then choose to lend to the businesses themselves. So whether it's your local fish and chip shop or it's a manufacturer, you can choose those businesses and you set the rate yourself. Now, it's an important point about risk that you do raise, because the risk does sit with the individual person who's lending. So it's very important that those lenders diversify their portfolio. So at Funding Circle, 1,500 businesses have borrowed, and over 120 borrow every month. So when you put money in, you can lend to lots of different businesses, and you can lend from at least a minimum of £20 per one. So you can spread your money out. So if one business doesn't fully repay, you're still earning a good return.
Are you able to give us stats for how many of the businesses tend to repay tend to repay with a good rate compared to the ones who are flunking and people are losing their money?
Yeah, sure. So, we're very transparent. On the website, we show our bad debt rate, which is 1.5% of all the loans that we've done to date. So once you take off your bad debts, you take off the fees, the net return that investors are earning at the moment is 6%. If you compare that to other investment products, whether it's the savings accounts, shares, corporate bonds, it's a very attractive return at the moment.
James, stay with us. We're going to break for the travel news. Then we're going to bring Bob Gorton in, who's a case study, basically, a business who's using this process. So don't go anywhere. We'll find out some more. You may be interested. You may be disappointed by the return you're getting elsewhere. We're not recommending it. We're just showing you that there are different ways to invest your money. It's 10:15.
Travel. BBC Radio Kent.
James joins us with the latest travel news. M2 was a problem earlier. Is it still an issue, James?
No, it's all fine now, Jules. Yeah, the accidents between junctions 4 and 3 is long gone, as have the queues, which is good news. The clockwise M25, still quite heavy, slow in places between 5 and Clackett Lane services. It is easing all the time. There was a vehicle broken down in the roadworks earlier, which is one of the causes of those long queues through the roadworks. As I say, easing all the time, but still fairly heavy on camera. Westbound M26 is also easing off now. If you're heading through to London on the A2, on the exit slip road at Gravesend Tollgate Services, there's an accident, which means there has to be some barrier repairs underway. So A2, London-bound exit slip road partially blocked by an accident and subsequent barrier repair works. And if you're heading onto the trains and ferries, generally good service, although Trans-Europa have cancelled their 1:30 sailing again this afternoon between Ramsgate and Ostend because of a technical problem. In fact, the 7 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. sailings cancelled until at least this Friday because of those problems. You're up to date with BBC Radio Kent Travel. I'm James Wally. More from me in about half an hour.
Thanks, James.
There's more travel news online. bbc.co.uk/Kent.
BBC Radio Kent.
So we're back to Funding Circle in a moment, finding out how businesses are borrowing money in new ways. Here's something else that you can do with your money and get a warm glow all over.
Red Nose Day is back, so get ready to raise some cash.
Kent's volunteer stand-up comedians have been selected.
I got the call saying, guess what, you're first out the hat, and my life, what have I done?
They've been to comedy school.
They laughed, which was, heartening as opposed to scary.
And now they're ready to make you laugh at a special stand-up gig for this year's Comic Relief. Support Kent's Stand Up If You Dare comedians at the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, on Thursday the 14th of March. To book tickets, call the box office on 01892 678 678 or go online to trinitytheatre.net. Tickets cost £10, with a minimum of £7 going straight to Comic Relief. BBC Radio Kent. Supporting Comic Relief 2013.
So you have a brilliant night out. It costs you a tenner. £7 as a minimum goes to Comic Relief. If you don't know Trinity Theatre, it's one of the nicest small venues in Kent. And if you live in a different part of the county, it is about a 4-minute walk up from the railway station in Tunbridge Wells. 01892 678 678, Thursday the 14th of March. We'll keep reminding you. It would be lovely if we could get a packed house for that one. £7 at least out of every £10 goes directly to Comic Relief. It's 10:18. We've been talking about Funding Circle, about the way you can invest in local and national businesses. We've been speaking to James Meekin. Let's also bring in Bob Gorton. Bob is from Olds & Andrews, a company based just outside of Sevenoaks. Bob, welcome to Radio Kent. Lovely to have you on the show this morning.
Hello, Jules.
I'm very well, good. Thank you. Yeah. What do you do? What is your product?
Well, Old St Andrews is the brand owner of Old St Andrews whiskey, Pink 47 gin.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes, it certainly is. It's a prize-winning gin, and we've just introduced our Blue 42 vodka. So we're a brand owner and bottler, and we distribute worldwide. 90% of what we make goes overseas.
Okay, so it's premium, distinctive alcohol brands. That's
absolutely
that's your market. You're a relatively new company. When did you start up?
Well, the business has actually been going for about 35 years,
okay.
But it broke. And I took over the ashes in 2008 because I recognised it as being a distinctive brand and something that could be revived. So
okay,
this is a turnaround
right,
business.
Right, I understand. And how is it going?
Well, extremely well, and therein lies the funding problem. We grew by 21% in 2011, and we grew by a further 28% in 2012. And I'll be very surprised if the growth isn't at least 25% this year.
Okay. Why do you need to borrow?